Ambroise Paré was a very famous French surgeon during the Renaissance. He was indeed the surgeon of several kings of France, but he, most importantly, he was a very knowledgeable practitioner. He performed a lot of surgical operations, especially on soldiers wounded on the battlefield. But in Renaissance France, to be a surgeon was somewhat less prestigious than to be a doctor. A surgeon had to work with his hands, and that was reminiscent of what's called at that time mechanical arts, that is physical labor, which was considered by physicians as less dignifying, less important than the medical art. Nevertheless, Ambroise Paré was very famous, and he was also a humanist. He wrote a lot of books about surgery, about anatomy, about healing wounds, and about nature. And we are about to read a fragment of one of those treatises, treatise on Monsters and Marvels, published in its first version in 1573. Later on, Ambroise Paré collected his writings in a volume of collected works that you can see here on the image, and he published his works for the first time in 1575. I have selected this reading for us because it is a fantastic opportunity to reflect on the concept of nature that we are about to study. The concept of nature, of course, seen through the eyes of a Renaissance humanist and, moreover, somebody who was very knowledgeable in this subject because he was not only a writer, a philosopher of nature, but also a practitioner. So the concept of nature will be the center of our thinking here, of our reflection, and I would like to invite you to, in this critical reader, just to read the beginning of the book on Monsters and Marvels by Ambroise Paré.